The views expressed on the Buckmaster Radio program are not necessarily the views of Bill Buckmaster Communications, LLC, or its sponsors.
Hello, everybody. Bill Buckmaster, along with my friend Ray Allen on the other side of the glass, and together we welcome you to Buckmaster. It is Wednesday. It's January the 9th, 2019. Hope the new year is off to a pretty darn good start for you. You're listening to AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's voice for trusted local news and talk. We have worldwide live listening. You can hear this program anywhere in the world. If you've got a computer handy, buckmastershow.com, my website, kvoi.com. And of course, we do local, very committed here. The new owners of this, the station, Bustos Media, very committed to localism. So we do local talk here now from 6 a.m. until 7 o'clock in the evening. 790-2040 is our live line number if you would like to join in the conversation with Dr. Richard Carmona. Dr. Richard Carmona is the 17th Surgeon General of the United States. He's a physician, nurse, law enforcement officer with the Pima County Sheriff's Department. He's been with the department for many, many years. Distinguished professor of public health at the University of Arizona, decorated Vietnam combat veteran, one-time U.S. Senate candidate in 2012. He was a vice admiral in the Public Health Service Commissioned Corps and served as Surgeon General of the United States after his appointment by President George W. Bush in 2002. Dr. Carmona left office at the end of July 2006 upon expiration of his term. Dr. Carmona is Chief of Health Innovation at Canyon Ranch. He was recently named the winner of the First Leader in Social Impact Award at the Global Wellness Summit, and he's a board member of the Global Wellness Institute, which is working to achieve the Wellness Moonshot, a worldwide effort to make this world free of preventable disease. Always a pleasure, Dr. Carmona.
Thank you, Bill. So nice to be with you again.
So much on the table with you today. So why don't I begin with, do you ever do New Year's resolutions or health-related ones or otherwise?
Well, I think that they're okay for some people, but the resolution for me is to continue to live a healthy life all the time, which, you know, getting some physical activity, eating healthy, reducing
trying
all the
trying to
risk.
Lose weight, because that's always the top, seems to be the top.
Yes. Well, top. As you know, after New Year's resolution, people sign up for clubs and they go for the first few weeks and then they disappear.
What is your wellness regime, a daily regime like, Dr. Carmona?
I do cardio and strength training 5 to 6 times a week, about an hour a day, and try and watch what I eat very carefully. I travel a lot for, both for government and business. And so it's harder sometimes living in airports and at hotels, but, you know, you could still get a healthy salad, some juice, water, and I try and stay physically active no matter where I am.
I have cut out all red meat. I'm into now month number 3 without any red meat, and you would not make, well, you probably wouldn't be surprised. Maybe some listeners would be. What a difference that makes when they do the blood workup. Even after 2 to 3 months?
Well, I think, you know, when I talk about diet with people, it's more about balance. You know, everything in moderation. So, you know, if you have some red meat, you have good sources of protein, chicken, fish, you want to have your vegetables, fruit. You know, you need some carbohydrates, you know, not excessive, but enough for energy. So it's a balance. And everybody's a little different. We have different tastes. And the good news is you can achieve a healthy diet with a lot of options and stay healthy.
Yeah, and when I say red meat, it's just pretty much the, like, steaks and, and beef, but I'm still doing the chicken, lots of fish. The headline in the paper today, the United States cancer death rate has fallen 27% since 1991. Well, there's a couple of things that need to be addressed in that story, aren't there?
There are, Bill. You know, that the aggregate numbers don't tell the whole story. You have to actually look at which type of cancer you're speaking. one of the things we can be proud of in the United States is that our smoking rate is down to about 15% now. Now, after World War II, it was almost 50%. So that's significant, especially since almost 500,000 people a year die from tobacco-related causes, and millions more suffer irreparable harm from heart disease, from cancers, lung disease, and so on. So we're making progress there, slowly, but we're making progress.
So you're saying that really one out of two adults were smoking in the World War II era?
Pretty close.
Wow.
Pretty close. And, you know, the tobacco industry tried to stimulate that by adding the nicotine. When I was a young soldier in Vietnam, we would have small packs, three cigarettes free, and all of your food that you got, sea rations and stuff. And the idea was, they were saying it was to keep us calm in combat because it was stressful. The real reason was they were getting us addicted to nicotine, so when we come home, we would continue smoking.
Wow. 790-2040 for questions and comments for Dr. Richard Carmona. Some of the other cancers not doing so well. We've had increases in pancreatic cancer, liver cancer. Are we to the point where I saw on Facebook the Center for Integrative Medicine and your friend Dr. Weil had put out something today saying that maybe chemotherapy will be something we'll look back on as a primitive kind of therapy someday?
Well, I think there's many things that we would look back that way, whether it is chemotherapy or whether it's some kind of surgery. You take out a gallbladder because of a metabolic problem with cholesterol, for instance, and you get stones. Well, if you fix that and you ate right, you know, there's ways to prevent it. But to your point, Bill, probably a half of the cancers we have are preventable. If we eliminate tobacco, it's estimated up to 80% of lung cancers could go away. But just the 50% or so that are caused by our lifestyle choices. Okay, being obese accelerates many cancers, okay, besides increasing risk for heart disease and such. So there's much we can do to drive down the cost of care, improve the quality and quantity of life.
Let me ask you about secondhand smoke. What's the jury? Is the jury out on that, or what is the word now on secondhand smoke?
Secondhand smoke kills. Okay, and I say that because I was the author with my team of the secondhand smoking report back in mid-2000s, about 2005 and 6. That was studied for years, NIH, CDC, all of our federal agencies, universities. It was a very long process to get the best information. But the tobacco industry was telling people that it's just a nuisance. It doesn't bother you. We have smoke-free areas. It's okay. Not so. When we did the studies, it was very clear that if you're a healthy person living with a smoker, if you're a healthy person in a smoking-free area, allegedly on a plane in the old days or in a restaurant, you are smoking vicariously, and your risk for cancer and other diseases will go up. So that debate has been settled with our Surgeon General's report back around 2006.
What is your take on this marijuana being so popular all over the United States? Where are we going with that, Dr. Carmona?
The marijuana issue is very, very controversial. Many states, including our own, have put the cart before the horse. You have to look at the marijuana two ways, one for medical uses and one for recreational uses. Now, there are legitimate areas where it may have medical benefit, and much more studies need to be done, but we have some early information, epilepsy and some pain for some patients. On the other hand, we have made it a drug before it was tested as a drug. So as a physician, how many joints do I prescribe? What's the risk profile? What is the informed consent I need to give to a patient? I don't have all the information to do so. Recreationally as well, we know that in acutely, marijuana causes cognitive decline. It changes the way you think. You're more likely to have an accident. If you're driving, you're more likely to get into a car crash. If you're operating equipment, it's a problem. Long term, there are significant consequences of behavioral changes. We look at effects on your chromosomes. In fact, there's new information that it can reduce sperm count. There's a number of health issues. So as a Surgeon General, when I talked to Congress about this, I said, yes, it does have medicinal value, but we need more work to be able to decide how much and how often. On the recreational side, if we're going to do that, we can predict that there will be a higher disease and economic burden as we move forward for those people who use it chronically.
Roberta has called us at 790-2040. Go ahead, Roberta. You're with Dr. Richard Carmona.
Oh, thank you. would you please address third-hand smoke, which is what smokers carry around in their clothing, their hair, and their breath, and it's just as smelly and toxic as secondhand smoke.
All right. Third-hand smoke, Dr. Carmona.
Well, I think, yes, it's smelly and so on. We have not done any studies for third-hand, but if you are the fumes of the smoke is around, you would at least be concerned that could this be toxic. Again, I don't have any scientific information that I'm aware of right now to tell you that. But if we get rid of tobacco, which we're on our way to doing so, especially since our rate is down to 15%, there should be a lot less people around now with smelly clothes or houses that smell like ashtrays and curtains and bed sheets and so on. So I think we're heading in the right direction.
I can remember flying across the Atlantic on a Pan American flight in 1969, New York to Lisbon, Dr. Carmona, and people were smoking the whole way, 6 hours.
Right.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. Horrible. I got off that plane with the worst headache.
Yes. Well, terrible. I think the good news, Bill, is that it's besides being scientifically bad, it is politically incorrect to be smoking now in most places.
Yes, it is. Ingrid has called us again, the question about secondhand smoke. Hey, Ingrid, yes. Go ahead.
Hi, this time about marijuana. Mm-hmm. We already know that it's very deleterious to young people. And what is the impact of the secondhand smoke on everybody? Thank you.
Good question. Thank you, Ingrid.
Secondhand smoke, well, if you are in a room with people smoking marijuana, you will get marijuana in your system. And that's problematic for a number of reasons, because if you're in a job that you are tested for substance abuse, you will register as having substance abuse, even though you're not the smoker, but you're breathing the same air.
Yeah,
your levels can go up depending on the time and duration those things. So you have to be worried. I mean, I've had a couple of soldiers even talk to me about that, and actually a couple of people in law enforcement who said, you know, my significant other uses this, one legally for medical reasons, one otherwise. But the point was, what happens if I have to test and it comes up positive? So besides you getting it in and having the deleterious effects, it could be a problem in your workspace as well.
Dr. Richard Carmona sticks around for another segment, but first I want to tell our listeners, Dr. Carmona, about my favorite bakery in town, Mona's Danish Bakery, home of the Danish Kringle, northeast corner of Swan and Sunrise. Be a great time right now to stop by for lunch if you're going to have a sandwich. Such a wide variety of breads that are available. My favorite is what they call a rustic bread, and all the best ingredients used by Chief Baker and owner Steve. Go by Mona's Danish Bakery, northeast corner of Swan and Sunrise. Their website, monasdanishbakery.com, or you can go to my website, buckmastershow.com. There's a link to Mona's and all of our great partners who have made this program possible for 8 full years as we begin now the 9th full year this week on the radio. Be right back. Family-owned Jam Culinary Concepts and its family of restaurants has you covered for your special event. Jam caters anytime, anywhere, any size group, and any type of cuisine. Vero Amore, authentic Neapolitan pizza, and Noble Hops. Craft beer and fine fare are synonymous with quality. Call 954-1468 or log on to jamculinaryconcepts.com.
Did you know that you can check out complete digital editions of popular magazines with your Pima County Public Library card? From Arizona Highways to Yoga Journal and everything in between, the library is your source for entertainment. Visit library.pima.gov and browse the e-library to start checking out your favorite magazines today. That's library.pima.gov.
This is Bill Buckmaster. I'm passionate about travel, visiting over 100 countries in all 50 states. And when I'm ready to take off, I fly from Tucson International Airport. With 9 airlines flying nonstop to 22 destinations and easy one-stop connections, I can get virtually anywhere in the world. It's close by, convenient with competitive airfares, and there's no long drive coming back home after a long trip. Travel smart and fly Tucson. Check out flytucson.com. For the first time ever, explore the Biosphere 2 ocean and beach and see up close how we're using the world's largest indoor living ocean for research on the future of coral reefs and rising ocean temperatures. During this privately guided tour, you'll learn why our world's oceans are so important, why they're being impacted, and how the Biosphere 2 Research Center is addressing the global challenges of food, water, energy, and health. The University of Arizona Biosphere 2 tours daily, biosphere2.org. The Regional Transportation Authority has a 35-member Citizens Advisory Committee working to identify transportation priorities for the region and will be seeking public input on those priorities before too long. These priorities will help guide development of an RTA continuation plan. The current RTA plan and half-cent excise tax will continue through June 2026. To learn more, please visit rtamobility.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
This is Moa Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing.
And this is Bill Buckmaster. For several decades now, Moe has been my go-to expert for all my framing needs and bathroom mirrors. I trust Moe for service, professionalism, and top-of-the-line quality.
Thanks, Bill. Give us a call at 795-8226 and stop by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing on the southwest corner of Fort Lowell and Dodge, right next to Copenhagen, and on the web at moesgallery.com.
Back. It is the Buckmaster Show, midweek edition. One of our great sponsors is Green Things. I love this place, 3384 East River Road. I love it because I can get all of my gardening needs taken care of, and I can look at some great merchandise from handcrafted merchandise from Mexico, South America, some European goods at Zocalo. Zocalo is now housed in their 13-acre site at Green Things. Zocalo used to be over at Country Club and Broadway. They're now part of the Green Things family. I strongly recommend greenthingsaz.com as a starting place. Then go visit them by the Rito River just west of the Brandy Fenton Park. It's such a great area over there. Dr. Richard Carmona is with us, the 17th Surgeon General of the United States. I could go on and on about his resume. He probably has one of the most impressive resumes of anybody I've interviewed, and I've probably interviewed in this town over 6,000 people. He is a distinguished professor of public health at the University of Arizona. He has an affiliation with Canyon Ranch, chief of health innovation there. Dr. Carmona, we've been talking with our listeners about marijuana and a couple of quick points about that before we move on. Driving and marijuana.
Well, you're driving impaired.
It's a concern.
Yeah, it's a concern because it's like alcohol. What is the impact on the safety of society? So if you're using this, whether you think it's legal or it doesn't make a difference, if your ability to operate machinery, drive a car is impaired, you put society at risk. So that is an issue.
Doctors are technically breaking a federal law when they write a prescription for marijuana. What's the thinking on that?
Well, right now, marijuana is what's called Schedule One in mm-hmm. FDA. And so that means only if you have a special permit doing research, you can use it. But technically, every physician who writes a prescription for marijuana is breaking a federal law, but the federal government has chosen not to enforce that law, and states have chosen to look the other way as well.
But they could decide to enforce
yes,
that.
They could. If they wanted to, they could. It's still on the books.
That award that you accepted, and this was well-deserved, you're on the board of the Global Wellness Institute, and you received their highest honor about working in the field of wellness. And this, I want to talk a minute about this wellness moonshot. Is it possible to have a world free of preventable disease? And what is considered preventable disease?
It's an aspiration, but to give you an example, just in the United States, we spend about $3 trillion, about 19% of our gross domestic product on what we call health care. It's actually really sick care. It's not health care. And about 75 to 80 cents of every dollar is spent on chronic diseases that we cause. So when you gain weight, when you get diabetes, hypertension, heart attacks, strokes, eye failure from your diabetes, kidneys failure. So all of these diseases that we're burdened with, a great deal of them we cause by our bad behaviors, eating wrong, being sedentary, smoking, engaging in high-risk activities. So when we looked at this moonshot, I said to the leaders of the organization, if you really want to do something big that not only will affect our nation but the world, let's chart a course, a value proposition, that the charge is to create a world free of preventable disease. Because no matter where you are in the world, there's a significant disease and economic burden from preventable disease.
This was emotional for you, accepting this award. You were a homeless individual growing up, and you went to bed on more than one occasion hungry, correct?
Yeah, I came from a poor family, mm-hmm. and we survived, though. And you know, my brothers and my sister and I took care of each other. My parents had some problems, but they loved us. Like they told me in the Army, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. And we survived, and those experiences made me a lot more sensitive to the complexity of the world we're in, and the fact that, still 20% of the children in our country grow up in poverty. You know, think about the implications of that, not being able to appreciate your fullest potential because you can't eat or you don't have a place to sleep or you're in an unstable environment. And so, these are things like you, Bill, that I'm concerned with, that as a nation we can do a lot better, because our greatest asset are the children that we produce that will ultimately take care of us and run our world.
One of my concerns, and I think I share this concern with all of my contemporaries from the so-called baby boom generation, of which you also are a member, Dr. Carmona, let's use our brain to not only fight aging, but keep active.
Absolutely. The best medicine is exercise, keeping active throughout your life. People, like we talked earlier about retirement before we went on the air.
Oh, some people... They focus so much. Oh my gosh, I'm doing the countdown to retirement. Oh. Can't wait to retirement. Yeah. Let's throw the word retirement out. Put in there something else.
Translation. I just look at it doing something else. You may retire from your job, but you want to continue to be physically, emotionally, academically engaged. The brain needs a gym. You have to challenge your brain every day. Your body needs to be challenged or it will atrophy, as will your brain. So go ahead and retire, but stay engaged with the world, with your community, have loving relationships. All of those are specific variables that will help you to stay younger, longer, happier, healthier, and cheaper.
What are some of the things we can do to prevent aging? Sleep, I guess, would be a good one. Get enough sleep, right?
Sleep is important, but as I said, staying physically active, eating healthy, staying engaged in your community, stimulate your brain, stimulate your body. Those are the best things that you can do, and never smoke.
Let's talk a little bit about, you did have a run for the political office. If a group came to you right now and said, Dr. Carmona, we think you would be great for this political position, what would you tell those individuals?
Well, I would thank them for the confidence they have in me, but this is unlikely. I never had political aspirations. After working at local, state, national level, and seeing the sometimes convoluted politics, it just wasn't something that appealed to me. I did, as you pointed out, run for national office mm-hmm. as a U.S. senator, mm-hmm. and that was something that I didn't plan, but, I had several national leaders reach out to me, from both parties, by the way, so this was bipartisan, and encouraged me to do so. The challenge was I was still pretty naive. I only had less than a year to run, and so I did pretty well. Scarily, I almost won, which is, and then I would have been in Washington
that
now.
That would have changed your life.
Well,
forever.
Being in Washington now is, nothing that you want to aspire to. So, but I it's a privilege to serve at whatever level you serve. And I continue to work in my community and nationally and even globally now. And I have the freedom to be able to express opinions and do what I think is best for a community, rather than being locked into a political tribe and all of the dysfunction that we see every day in our country.
When you were a Surgeon General, you made headlines. You don't see that anymore. It seems like after you left in 2006, the whole position went underground or off the radar screen.
Well, the position has been progressively marginalized because the job of the Surgeon General is to protect, promote, and advance the health, safety, and security of the United States. And you do that by analyzing and then informing those that are elected with the best science. The challenge, of course, is that often they don't want to hear that because often they've made up their own mind through a political lens rather than the actual issues. And so when there was a headline, usually it was because I told the truth and certain groups didn't like it on both sides of the line. But it's no different than a Supreme Court justice or the head of the Fed, who you put in those positions because you want the best information. If you start to shade that or marginalize those people, that undermines democracy. And, of course, that's what's happening today.
Who is the current Surgeon General?
There's a young man there named Jerome Adams that I've corresponded with before. But, as you see, people still ask me, is there a Surgeon General since you left? Because they've marginalized the position, park them in an office, hand them speeches to give, and yet they really have no ability to impact anything. Plus, the people they pick, they've never been in a uniformed service, and they, in a convoluted way, bring them into a uniformed service, make them an instant admiral where they have no credibility. Then you put them out on a public platform where they don't have the information, the insight. And again, this is not an indictment against the individuals because they're good people. Mm-hmm. It's the political process that has so convoluted and prostituted this once very, very iconic position that the nation and the world relied on for the best information. And it's not happening now.
Dr. Richard Carmona, always a pleasure. We will look forward to your next visit to the program. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks, Bill. Always a pleasure to be with you.
It's KVOI. It's the Buckmaster Show. We'll be back in a moment. It's our mid-break. Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Did you know that you can check out complete digital editions of popular magazines with your Pima County Public Library card? From Arizona highways to Yoga Journal and everything in between, the library is your source for entertainment. Visit library.pima.gov and browse the e-library to start checking out your favorite magazines today. That's library.pima.gov.
For the first time ever, explore the Biosphere 2 Ocean and Beach and see up close how we're using the world's largest indoor living ocean for research on the future of coral reefs and rising ocean temperatures. During this privately guided tour, you'll learn why our world's oceans are so important, why they're being impacted, and how the Biosphere 2 Research Center is addressing the global challenges of food, water, energy, and health. The University of Arizona Biosphere 2 tours daily, biosphere2.org.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Green Things has been the place for all things green for the Buckmaster household for many years. From 2-inch succulents to 10-foot tall palms and desert trees, Green Things has it all on 13 acres and 33 greenhouses full of plants, pottery, and gardening supplies. Visit Green Things at 3384 East River Road by the Rito Riverwalk and on the web at greenthingsaz.com.
Southern Arizona is home to one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicines. The Credible Meds website is visited each day by over 2,000 people from more than 60 countries. You too can learn how to personalize your medications and take control of your health care. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and join Bill Buckmaster each month as he and Dr. Ray Woosley, founder of Credible Meds, give you practical tips on how to get the most from your medications.
Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100. Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show on AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's voice for trusted local news and talk. We have local talk here from 6 a.m. to 7 o'clock in the evening. And of course, Buckmaster, that's me. We're here with you Monday through Friday during the noon hour. This portion of the Buckmaster Show presented by our friends over in Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico. What a beautiful area of the Southwest. And, you know, it's only a three-hour drive from the Tucson area, so now would be a great time, coming up maybe this weekend. Visit southwestnewmexico.org. There you'll find the complete listing of the many great places to stay, and there's some really nice lodging in that area and several dozen recreation opportunities, including just visiting some of the historic sites in Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico. With us on the live line is Dr. Kelly Ward. Dr. Ward and is a physician and former state senator from Lake Havasu, and she has announced her candidacy for chairman of the Arizona Republican Party. Dr. Ward, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing great, Bill. How about you? Did you have a great New Year's?
Yeah, I had a great New Year's. How was your holiday? Kind of laid back or what?
It was. It was wonderful to be able to spend time with family from Thanksgiving to Christmas to the New Year and kind of recharge my batteries. And I think a lot of people were, especially people involved in the political world, after November, took some time to kind of recharge, regroup, and see what direction they can take to continue to make our state and our country the place that we want to live in.
Let's talk about this candidacy now for the Arizona Republican Party. I guess the voting will be later this month. Could you fill us in on that?
Yes, we will be voting. The party, the Arizona Republican Party, will be voting on January 26th. And it's a small vote. There's about 1,200 state committeemen, so members of the state committee, who will vote for the leader of our party. The reason I've jumped into this race is because I learned a lot on the campaign trail running for the United States Senate. I've met people everywhere throughout the state and understand the challenges that we face as Republicans in a changing demographic world here in Arizona. And I, for one, want to make sure that Arizona stays red. And unfortunately for us, 2018 was pretty devastating. It was the biggest loss for Republicans in decades here in our state. And so anybody who thinks that it was a success definitely has to be delusional. And
yeah.
So we've got to change course. We've got to shift gears, change our strategy, get out and really have the workforce on the ground to be able to do the job that we have to do.
You know, in my 30 plus years here in the Tucson area, we've talked about over those years how the whole changing demographic will affect this state. I think this is the first election, state election, that I can recall in my time here in three decades where we're now seeing that those changing demographics, Kelly.
Yes. Well, we are seeing the result of that.
That's right.
Yes, because now the kids who maybe came here as children, they're growing up, and now they're old enough to vote, and that is having an effect on going, you know, what's going on with our election. So it's up to us as the Republican Party, to me as the chairman of the Republican Party, to reach out to diverse communities to make them understand why Republican principles and the Republican platform is the best way forward for them as an individual, for us as a state, and for us as a nation. Smaller government, lower taxes, personal responsibility, following the Constitution are all things, I think, across the spectrum that people believe in, and especially people who may be new to our state. They want to be entrepreneurial. They're very they believe that hard work should lead to success, and that's really some of the tenets of the Republican Party platform. And we haven't been selling our message, I don't think, in the right way. We need a different messenger at the top as the party leader. We've got to have somebody who wants to unify and somebody who wants to communicate, and I think I'm very well suited to that challenge.
How can your party lure back the moderate Republicans and independents who have been turned off?
I think that just making sure that the portrayal by the media is accurate, and in that we want, whenever, just say, take the border and border security. Basically, whenever you look at surveys, it shows that about 80% of the people want a secure border. It's just the way that it's being communicated isn't selling with everyone. So we've got to make sure that people understand the reason. I think the president did a great job last night from the Oval Office talking about the humanitarian crisis, talking about stopping human trafficking and all of the terribleness that comes along with that. The drug trade and the opioid epidemic here in this country that's exacerbated by an open border. So we've got to be able to shift that gear so that we present things in a way that people understand and buy into.
Now, is this is an open vote, or how does that happen at your meeting?
Well, they're basically, to become a member of the state committee, you have to be an elected precinct committeeman, and it's inside baseball for the party. So those elections happen during the primary on August 28th, and so there are a number of elected precinct committeemen, and for every three precinct committeemen, there's one state committeeman. And so those state committeemen come together January 26th in Phoenix from all over the state, and they vote for that party leadership. So it is a closed vote, though every Republican has a chance to have a voice by contacting either their legislative district chairperson or a precinct committeeman that hopefully they have a relationship with, and voice their opinion and say the direction that they'd like to see our party go.
All right. Dr. Kelly Ward, thank you very much. It's great to catch up with you. I appreciate it.
Hey, thanks, Bill. I'm going to work hard to make sure that we stay conservative here in Arizona.
Kelly Ward with us on The Buckmaster Show. Wish her a happy new year. It's The Buckmaster Show, our midweek edition. Coming up, Dr. Joaquin Ruiz. So much to talk about with Dr. Ruiz. He wears many, many hats, has a bunch of titles. Bottom line, he's got a great series coming up, that UA Science Lecture Series for 2019. It's called Searching for Certainty. We'll talk with Joaquin after this. Vero Amore is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com. This is Bill Buckmaster. I love travel and flying from Tucson International Airport. And when you fly Tucson, you're standing up for Tucson. When more people fly Tucson, airlines respond with more flights. And with more flights, more travelers can get here to conduct important business. It's a win for the region, and it's a win for you in time saved and money saved not traveling to an airport 2 hours away. Travel smart and fly Tucson. Check out flytucson.com. The Regional Transportation Authority's 20-year transportation plan is funded through June 2026 by a special taxing district, which is a state-established political subdivision within Pima County. The RTA plan and half-cent excise tax were voter-approved in May 2006, and the tax is collected within the district. More about RTA Citizens Advisory Committee's efforts to develop an RTA continuation plan at rtamobility.com.
Hi, Suzanne Miller from your Better Business Bureau serving Southern Arizona, here to remind you to start with trust. and look for the BBB accredited seal when searching for a product or service. Did you know you can request a quote directly from any of our accredited businesses? With over 3,000 accredited businesses in Southern Arizona, you will find a business you can trust. Whether you need a product or service from one company or an entire industry, go to tucson.bbb.org and start your search today.
As a small business owner, I appreciate the services of a top-notch certified public accountant. That's why Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates is the CPA firm of the Buckmaster Show. Michael's a former Small Business Leader of the Year in Tucson. He'll professionally handle all of your accounting needs and tax preparation services. Flowers, Rieger & Associates, 6125 East Grant Road, and on the web, flowersrieger.com.
Hey, it's Matt Russell from The Buckmaster Show.
And this is Ryan Hansen from Bon Voyage Travel.
I am so pumped to be partnering with Bon Voyage on my next culinary and cocktail cruise.
This is definitely a cruise for foodies as you experience the Mediterranean on Celebrity Cruises.
And the private excursions that your team has arranged for us? I mean, come on, an ouzo distillery tour in Greece? A food and wine day on Malta?
We'll handle everything, so all you and your guests need to do is eat, drink, and be happy.
Go to bvtravel.com/Matt Russell to learn more.
Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show, our midweek edition on this January the 9th, a very popular University of Arizona Science Lecture Series for 2019 launches next Tuesday at UA Centennial Hall. The title of this series of six lectures is Searching for Certainty, presenting scientists from across several disciplines to shed light on how the scientific community works together to build consensus from evidence, mediates differences of opinion in the face of debate, and ultimately establishes theory, scientific truth that grows and evolves over time. Sounds fascinating, and I'm sure, as usual, these will be standing room only events. They have been now for more than a dozen years. Joining us on the Buckmaster Show, Dr. Joaquin Ruiz. He is Vice President for Innovation, Dean of the University of Arizona College of Science, the Thomas R. Brown Chair, and Director of Biosphere 2, and Professor of Geosciences. Dr. Ruiz, always a pleasure.
Bill, it's always great to see you, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. You're just back from Marrakesh, Morocco. Was that at a conference or something? Or
we're trying to work some partnerships with them on the study of semi-arid environments. That's what I was doing.
Yeah.
So it was a shop.
Fascinating workshop. Place. Mm-hmm. I remember visiting the old city of Fez, and they have this city. It is a city within a major city, and you really have to have a guide when you go into that city because you can get lost real easily.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I didn't make Fez. I was in Marrakesh. I'd love to go back to Fez.
Tell me a little bit about this series. How did you come up with this one?
Sure. So
title for—
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, the idea is simple. More and more, there's all this stuff that you read in the newspapers in which science is actually almost misunderstood. And in some ways, scientists are now being painted as folks that don't know anything about anything, right? Because you'll hear that we need coffee, or we don't need coffee, or we want wine, or we don't need wine. So it goes all the way from global climate change down. And the question then is, do people truly understand what the scientific method is, how science operates? Your introduction, by the way, was terrific and more or less puts things in perspective. But scientists are not bad engineers, which sometimes we sort of look at. Scientists are those individuals that try to understand how the universe operates. And in order to do that, the universe being as complex as it is, there's a lot of debate, and people don't quite understand sometimes what those debates are about, and equate small groups of individuals that are negative on some hypothesis or theory with the preponderance of the evidence and what people really think in general. Climate change is one of those.
And I think it's so confusing. And we just spent a half hour with Dr. Carmona, who, by the way, sends his regards to you.
Thank you.
And it's so many of these conflicting studies in his area of health.
Right.
There's something that says this is good for you. Then there'll be another study that says, oh, no, don't touch that.
Right.
So people do get confused.
That's right.
Yeah.
And in particular now, there's also what brings complexity to the scientific method is the large data that we now operate with. And even reproducibility now, the whole issue of reproducibility is challenging with big data sets. So it's in many ways, even for science itself, it's a new way of operating. And then the question is, how does the old sort of hypothesis-driven studies which require small amounts of data versus those that are driven by large amount of data, how all that connects. So what we decided was to put a lecture series, which is unusual in the way we do it because it's not thematic. Mm-hmm. As you well know, usually there's a theme and there are five or six people that talk about the theme. Mm-hmm. But in this particular case, we're giving six examples of debates in science, which are modern debates. We're not going back to, you know, penicillin or whatnot. Modern debates, so that people not only get the excitement of those debates, but also how these debates are actually operating.
The first lecture will be Tuesday, January the 15th. And by the way, all of these lectures are free and open to all. They're at beginning at 7 in the evening at UA Centennial Hall. It's very popular, this series, so best advice would be to try to get there early. There is no certainty will be the title of the first lecture.
That's exactly right. Because we always are progressing in the ways that we understand our universe. I mean, somebody once pointed out to me that again, going back to this analogy between engineering and science, there's certainty in engineering. The way you think about engineering is completely different. Mm-hmm. And they are creating a universe that never was, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So they can actually, but if you're trying to understand the universe, we really are always learning more and more about what that is. And as the saying goes, the more we learn, the more we understand how little we know. And that's science. It's a way of living.
And you've brought together a great team here from a lot of different disciplines. You've got someone from ecology and evolutionary biology, astronomy and physics, and on and on. Your area, geosciences, is going to be represented, I believe, the third lecture. Dr. Russell's going to be doing that. Climate and the deep blue sea.
Right.
So these are kind of all standalone type topics.
That's
aren't
exactly
they?
Right.
Which is a bit, it's a departure from lecture series in the past.
That's exactly right. Yeah. But if you look down again and you look at these, for example, the first one, which is Joanna Mazel, and she, by the way, was the first ever lecturer of this lecture series.
You're kidding.
She gave the first lecture on evolution, which was the first theme that we had more than 10 years ago.
Wow.
She is absolutely extraordinary.
Full circle for her.
I know. Well, all of these speakers are extraordinary. The second one, of course, there are huge debates about what a universe is all about and dark energy and dark matter and so on. And the second lecture will talk about our universe. Climate is a big deal, and the ocean and the role of the oceans in climate is huge. And Joanna Mazel will be telling us about that, and of course we'll talk about the debate of global climate change, and then the next one is all about the microbiome, which now in both in the earth as well as in our bodies, everybody is now understanding how hugely important this universe of microbes that we have in our system is key to our health, to our ailments, even how we look and how we think. So that's brand new and exciting.
It's a whole universe within us.
It's a whole universe within us. That's exactly right. And then then of course our mind. What is a mind all about? And the next lecture by Catalin Gotthard will talk about her research on empathy. She actually has done a lot of work on empathy.
Hmm.
And then finally, Anna Dornhaus. All of these folks, by the way, have given lectures before.
Mm-hmm.
So it's sort of like the best of the best.
Yeah.
And the last one is really, what is intelligence and how can it be measured? So there's something for everybody in this particular lecture series.
And climate change, as I recall, was one of the early on topics.
Yes, it was the second one.
And it really, climate change has become such a front burner issue. And at the time, a dozen or so years ago, you and your team were talking about it early on.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, the University of Arizona has actually the distinction that some of the first evidence, or the strongest evidence of global climate change, some of it came out of the tree ring lab,
mm-hmm.
right? So this famous graph that people call the hockey stick graph, showing how the climate sort of was going up and down for thousands of years, and then all of a sudden it took off like a rocket, getting warmer and warmer following CO2. That was evidence that was collected by tree rings. So, yeah. And we presented that in the second lecture series on global climate change. And then 10 years after that, so about 2 years ago, we brought that topic again and it was really interesting because the first time we gave it, it was a lot of, guesses and this and that. The other.
Yeah.
And 2 years ago, they were not guesses anymore. In fact, if the guesses were there, they had been underestimated, all of the heat and the amount of CO2 and whatnot.
I think the debate about climate change, and I think that debate is really narrowing about the way people feel about climate change.
Right.
Biosphere 2 is really at the forefront of this whole area. I mean, great thing, you've got a whole recreation of an ocean out there.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm not sure if you're aware, but we just created a consortium to study corals in the ocean. Sadly, the corals, because of the temperature increase in the oceans, have a chance of disappearing in about 20 years. So it would be the first whole ecosystem that disappears from the Earth because of global climate change. And sadly, it's an ecosystem from which many, many people live from, either because of tourism. You know, there are lots of places that have tourism that's focused on the corals. And, of course, the whole fisheries starts in corals. So what we're going to be doing at the ocean in the biosphere, which is the biggest ocean in any building except for, like, if you go and see these killer whales, but those things are different, right? You can't actually do research on corals in those aquaria. But in the biosphere, we're going to try to understand which species of corals can actually withstand the increasing temperatures of the ocean. And maybe from there, we can start transplanting those corals around the world.
This bleaching of the corals like the Great Barrier Reef, I'm just glad that my wife and I saw it when we did, because already it's very endangered.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right.
Yeah, and when we were younger, we used to travel the world. We were avid snorkelers. We would go to places like Bonaire and Curacao and all these places in the Caribbean, and there is a real threat to those coral reefs.
Yeah, when I was young, and I still lived in Mexico, I used to go to Cancun.
Sure.
And across, you know, just the little island near Cancun, the corals there were just incredible. And the corals there look like they've gone through Cuisinart these days, unfortunately.
Mm. Was that Cozumel then?
Yeah, Cozumel. Exactly.
The island of Cozumel. All right, Dr. Joaquin Ruiz, so much on your plate these days. How do you think the new president is doing at the University of Arizona?
Terrific.
Dr. Robbins.
Absolutely terrific.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I have never actually seen anybody work harder than this man.
He's a very hard worker.
He's an incredibly hard worker. But in addition to that, he's organized, and he just finished a strategic plan for the university, which I think it's terrific. I've been at the university forever, as you know, and this is the first time that there's been a strategic plan in which there's been a business plan attached to it. So now is going to be the implementation of the strategic plan, but I think you'll see the university focusing in what it's absolutely best at. You'll see a lot of care to our undergraduate students, and part of the strategic plan could put us at the forefront of innovative pedagogy for students entering universities, and that excites me greatly.
All right, let's tell our listeners again about the Searching for Certainty is the title of the 6 lectures this year, which begin Tuesday, January the 15th, and I think it's pretty much with the exception of one Tuesday, so it's going to be all of them are Tuesdays running through February 26th, all lectures beginning 7 o'clock in the evening at Centennial Hall. And folks can learn more, your website, right? uascience.org.
That's right.
We'll have all the details.
That's right.
Dr. Ruiz, always a pleasure. Thank you very much.
Bill, a pleasure, and I love your new digs.
Yeah, we're excited. We're hearing maybe a day or two into the new studio. Ray is shaking his head, yes. That's exciting. All right, that's going to do it for the Buckmaster Show. On behalf of Dr. Ruiz and my fine engineer producer, Ray Allen, hope you have a great afternoon and evening.